I didn't want to let Sky wear my ring, but I want her to like me. Now it's gone forever.
You should have listened to your mom. Then you'd still have your ring. Do you ever think that your parents' rules are unfair? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. When I was younger, I used to think some of my parents' rules were unfair. It was like I thought they were just trying to keep me from having fun. But those rules from your parents are there for your own good. Like if your mom told you not to take out your ring until you're older, then you wouldn't lose it. God gave your parents the important job of raising you, and He wants you to listen to and obey them. Just check out what it says in Ephesians chapter 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother so that it may go well with you. Our story today is called The Ring. Want to see the ring I got? Lucy pulled a small box from her dresser drawer and showed her friend Skye the delicate opal ring inside. It used to be my grandma's. It's so pretty, said Skye. Can I wear it for a while? Lucy bit her lip. My mom told me not to take it out or wear it until I'm older. She doesn't want it getting lost. Oh, come on, said Skye. I won't tell her. Please. Lucy had a bad feeling about letting Skye wear the ring, but she was afraid of what Skye might think if she said no, so she handed over the box. Later, the girls went to the park across the street. They were twirling each other on the swings when Skye's phone buzzed. It's my mom, Skye said. I gotta go. As she took Lucy's ring off and held it out, she stumbled. The ring fell to the pavement, bounced once, and disappeared down a drain. My ring! Cried Lucy. The girls peered down the drain, but the ring was gone. When Lucy got home, she tearfully told her mom what had happened. I had a bad feeling about not listening to you and letting Skye wear the ring, but I was afraid she wouldn't like me anymore if I said no. Now it's lost forever. I'm afraid you're right, said Mom. I'll check with the city sewer service, but it's probably impossible to get it back. She sighed. You know, Lucy, that bad feeling you had reminds me of how the Holy Spirit often works in our lives. He guides us in doing what's right and warns us against things that are wrong and hurtful. But we have a choice in whether we listen to Him or not. You're going to be a teenager soon, and more people will try to get you to do things that are wrong, things that can have very serious and lasting consequences. So the Holy Spirit helps me to say no to things that are wrong? Asked Lucy. Mom nodded. He helps you live in a way that points to Jesus, who freed you from sin and made you a new person. Anytime you sense Him warning you against something, listen to Him. Well, how about you? Do you listen to the Holy Spirit when you sense Him telling you not to do something? Or do you go along with what others want you to do? It can be hard to say no, but doing wrong things to please others can have very serious consequences. When you sense the Holy Spirit telling you something is wrong, listen to Him. He gives you the strength to say no to sin and do what's right instead. Our key verse is Proverbs 1:10.
If sinners try to lead you into sin, do not go with them.
And our key thought for today, listen to the Holy Spirit. Hey, do you love to listen to the Keys for Kids stories every day? How have they helped you grow closer to God? I'd love to hear how Keys for Kids has impacted your walk with Him. Maybe you heard a story that helped encourage you through a tough time, or one of the devotionals taught you something new about God and you shared it with a friend. Ask your parents' permission and send me a voice message. Go to keysforkids.net and tap open mic in the menu and tell me your story. That's keysforkids.net and tap open mic. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.